Hello, this is Kalia with Pandora's Box, and I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about the event. Now, I am a quantum healing hypnosis practitioner, and through a lot of the quantum healing hypnosis sessions, there's been a lot of talk about this thing called the event. What is the event? Well, the event is really a consciousness upgrade that comes in the form of a wave of energy that sweeps across the planet and basically gives us an upgrade, much as a computer would get an upgrade. And when we receive this upgrade, we go to another level of awareness so we can see things differently. However, how quickly is this wave going to happen? A lot of the information coming through these sessions suggest that it's going to sweep across the nation very quickly in a heartbeat. And I have to think back to the 1980s when I was following the work of Barbara Marks Hubbard, and she was talking about the new human, and she was talking about the evolving humanity and where we're going as a species, how we are, just like Alberto Villoldo talks about, going from Homo sapien to Homo illuminus, beings of light, beings of higher awareness. Barbara Marks Hubbard was talking about this same thing back in the 80s. And she talked about this biblical verse that says, in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall not all sleep, we shall all be changed. Now, if that's not an event, I don't know what is. Because they actually, in many of the Bible passages, of course there's different versions, but many of the biblical passages, the word flash is used. And a lot of people believe that the event is going to be a solar event, a solar flash or flare of some sort that brings with it this upgrade. The big question is, how quickly will it happen? And I don't mean how soon it will happen. Because in a lot of the quantum healing hypnosis sessions where people that are in hypnosis are talking about the event, they're saying it's happening soon, or it's already happening. However, on the other side of our physical experience, time is irrelevant. There's actually is no time. So we can't say when, but we also can't say how long. Could it be possible that this wave takes 20 years or 30 or 40? Is it possible that it began a long time ago? Kind of at the dawn of the new millennium with all the new technology. And then we move towards 2012 and there's all the information coming to us around 2012, how it is basically the end of a 26,000 year cycle. It's the end of an age. In the beginning of a new age, a golden age, an age of light, an age of wisdom. And this is the age that we are moving into now. 2012 itself was just a passageway. It was just a portal. There was nothing huge that happened on that day, December 21st, 2012. Just like people put dates out there. They put these dates in which something big is going to happen on this day. But in my 57 years that I've been on the planet, yes, I've just revealed my age. In my 57 years, I've seen a lot of dates come and go. I remember the harmonic convergence of 1988. There were actually people in Sedona sitting on Bell Rock. I didn't witness it. I was told about this, waiting to levitate. Because there was some belief that they were going to, the Bell Rock was actually a spaceship and it was going to take off. I mean, we become very gullible in our beliefs. We have to understand that things aren't often what they seem. and they're not often meant to be taken as literal as we are fed. So we need to focus less on dates and more on process, because this is really about process. We're in process of global transformation. We're in process of shifting. There is not one date in which we have shifted, but the shift is a process that's been happening for a long time, and it continues to happen. So as we moved across the threshold of 2012 and we moved into the new age, we began to move into the golden age and away from the Kali Yuga age, which is the age of darkness. The darkness seems to get stronger in many ways. It's like it's always darkest before the dawn. So we experience more darkness. We experience more corruption. We experience more shooting. We experience more ill health. And that's all part of the process, because it has to come to light. It has to come to the awareness in our consciousness in order to fall away. We have to be able to open our collective eyes and see. And that's kind of what the wave is. It kind of sweeps across the world and opens our eyes, opens our collective eyes, so we all can collectively see the truth. What is the truth? The higher truth for humanity, where we're going, and what we need to do individually to usher in this change. This is not a passive process. It's not something that we get to do laying down. Something that each one of us have to be participating in. Because we didn't come here. I mean, there's a lot of belief that many of us, light workers, Dolores Cannon talks about the first, second, and third wave of volunteers, that a lot of us come from somewhere else and we have volunteered to be here at this time to help with the transformation of the planet. I absolutely believe that this is true. But I also believe that we don't get to be passive, that it's great to think that we can just come and be the light. But we can't be the light without facing our own darkness, without facing our own addictions, without facing our own shadow, and making changes that might be uncomfortable for us. So part of it is to be active in the process of change, especially the change within ourselves. We have to take different action steps. We have to do things differently, make different choices, make powerful choices, let go of some of our comforts and a lot of our addictions in order to go to the next level. So we are all receiving the upgrade that the wave promises to bring. It's already underway. We are receiving that upgrade. It is changing the consciousness of humanity. And unfortunately, when we made the choice to come to this physical human experience and assist with the transformation from Homo sapien to Homo luminous, we need to understand we didn't come to have an instant shift, that we came to be part of the process of shifting. So we don't get to have that quick fix that most of us like. And you know what? That quick fix is really part of society. I work in the area of narcissistic abuse, and that means that I'm working with people that are coming out of relationships with people that are highly narcissistic. And when people are highly narcissistic, they're abusive and very callous and really painful ways. So the people that come to me for counseling and support are in an awful lot of pain. But one thing that they learn in the process is that a lot of that pain was already there in their shadow. It was already part of their experience in life. They may have suppressed a lot in their childhood, or they may have even brought things with them from other lifetimes. But the narcissist in their life is the catalyst for their transformation, meaning they come along and open Pandora's box. I name my show Pandora's Box because it really is symbolic of opening that box, that can of worms. And once that box is open, you can't close the lid again. You can't unknow what you know. You can't unlearn what you have learned. So once that box is open, everything that is being revealed has to be dealt with. And so the pain that comes to the surface for people have to be felt in order to be released. And the one question I get from people more than anything is, how do I get out? I want out. I want out of pain. I've been there too. I wanted out too. I know what that feels like. And there are times I want out now. It's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want out. So it's important to acknowledge that most of us would love to have that instant shift. Most of us would love to have that quick transformation where we don't have to do the work. We don't have to feel the pain. But what I tell my clients is, you know what? You got to walk through the pain. You have to walk through the pain to get to the other side. There is no getting out without walking through. So we have to go through to get out to the other side. We have to walk through that pain. We have to find that courage and that strength within ourselves to walk through the difficult parts of life to get to the other side. We have to walk through the pain of facing our addictions, of facing our shadow, of making uncomfortable choices, of giving up some of our comforts in order to help to usher in that golden age. We are a part of the process, boots on the ground part of that process. We have work to do. And we don't get to get out of this. We volunteered to come here to do this work. We don't get to get out of this. I don't believe there is going to be an instantaneous wave that sweeps across the nation and transports us from one reality to the other. That reality is shifting. It's already in process. We already see signs that reality is changing, but it is a gradual process. Now it is speeding up. It is getting quicker and quicker. But it's still not instantaneous. We still have to keep adjusting and adjusting and adjusting. As the energy of the planet goes up, 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 we adjust, 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 and we make different choices. And some of that old energy has to fall away because it can't make the transition. And this is happening in our lifetime. People ask the question, will this happen in our lifetime? It's already happening in our lifetime. It's already in process. So we have to understand that people have been talking about the shift for a very long time. And it is already in process. It's not a day. It's not one day. It's a series of days strung together, of years strung together. And as we learn through the quantum healing hypnosis and everything else, there really is no time. Time is but an illusion. So we are here to be in the process of transformation and do the hard work and help to usher in the new earth. And we usher in the new earth by developing new earth consciousness. That means we have to make changes. We can't live in the old earth paradigm. And we have to be willing to be uncomfortable to make these changes. We're not going to necessarily live in the lap of luxury. This isn't about the law of attraction anymore, where you can have anything you want. You can have all the luxuries of life. All you have to do is ask for it. I think sometimes we're asking the wrong questions. Why do you feel that you need that? What do we really need to do to usher in the new earth? Let's take a look at that. And I'm going to talk a lot more about that because I am feeling so guided. I've been working on this my entire adult life. And even in the year 2000, I had a vision while I was hiking out in nature. And in that vision, I saw the earth begin to divide, just like a cell would divide. It began to pull into two separate earths and pull away from each other. And this was back in the year 2000, right at the onset of the new millennium. And at that time, I knew what was happening. I could see it, that the earth that was going off to the left was the old 3D reality, and the earth going to the right was the new 5D reality. But that process was really slow. I witnessed it, of course, happening quite quickly, but the process was slow. So it went kind of like this, where it was beginning to pull apart. And if you see two circles together, you know, the Vesica Pisces, the two circles together, there came a point where the two circles are no longer intertwined. And at this point, when the two worlds begin to pull together, there's a bigger and bigger and bigger gap between the third dimension and the fifth dimension. And this process is very, very slow. This pulling apart process is very, very slow. And so we have to understand that as we're aligning with new earth consciousness, with 5D consciousness, that we're getting further and further away from that 3D reality. So we're not going to want to make those same choices anymore. We're going to want to make different choices. And of course, we want to choose service to humanity, service to others. We want to choose things that, behaviors and choices that help the planet to thrive, to be abundant. Not things that are going to pollute and destroy, but things that are going to create abundance. And the earth is helping too. I mean, there is going to be a lot of earth changes for sure. And we have to kind of roll with the punches. We've got to go with it. That's part of our work. So change is happening. We are in process. The two worlds are dividing. The two timelines are splitting. And I know, I mean, there can be multiple realities, multiple worlds, multiple timelines. But as I speak through my own filters here, I'm going to just refer to the 3D and the 5D as the two separate realities, the two separate timelines, because most people can understand that. And most of us are aligning with one or the other. We're either staying with 3D out of our own unconsciousness and fear and unwillingness to change or budge, or we are recognizing that we are shifting to a better place and we're aligning with the 5D reality and consciousness, and we're going with that timeline. So we are creating the new earth. We are creating it right now with our thoughts, with our deeds, our actions, our work that we're doing within ourselves. We are helping to usher in the new earth. But we can't separate ourselves and wait for something outside of ourselves to come and save us, because that's not what this walk is about. It's not about being saved. It's about learning how powerful we are, that we are powerful creators. We are powerful co-creators together. So when you think about the work of quantum healing hypnosis, you have all these people accessing this higher aspect of themselves that Dolores Cannon called the subconscious. Many of us call it the higher self. Can you imagine if each one of us ask our higher self to work with the higher self of all beings who are holding the vision of the new earth to assist in bringing this reality into being? That is part of our co-creative effort here is we have to ask. And that's the same as praying in a sense. And then we have to move our feet, meaning we get to do the work. We don't get to skirt around doing the work. That's what we've come here for. Yes, we've come to be the light, but we've also come to do the light work. And sometimes we can't fully step into our light until we face our own darkness. And that's part of the process that we're undergoing right now. Because as the light gets lighter, the darkness gets darker. And we're in that last, very last final stages of the pulling away of the two Earths. So we're kind of in those last throes of releasing our shadow side, of facing that shadow side and bringing it to the light so that we can step into full conscious awareness, which is where we're at right now and where the change is happening. So that's my piece on the event. The event is not a day. It's not a moment. It is a process. It is something that is underway. And we've got to align with that process and do the work. And we will get there. Trust. Trust in the process. Thank you for listening and have a good day.